You're listening to Nebraska Ag Almanac, brought to you by Nebraska Extension. Joining us today is Nathan Mueller. He's a cropping systems extension educator here at UNL. We're going to be talking about precision agriculture, and specifically in soil mapping. Nathan, how have those things changed? What tools are available to farmers that they didn't have in the past years?
Yeah, one of those things is the use of farm management software, so being able to bring in those soils maps that we've had for a long time from the USDA and NRCS. But the thing is, those maps weren't mapped at the resolution that we really need to maximize the efficiency of the tools we have when it comes to precision ag.
What do you mean by that?
And what I mean by that, there's several tools. One of those is when we talk about soils maps, It might be an area that's called one soil, but we know that within that area there's some other soils that aren't mapped out or delineated differently. And so we want to know where those 5% of those other soils are at. So we can use tools looking at soil electrical conductivity, which is ability of the soil to conduct electricity, using, for example, a Varus EC, which uses contact or coulters, or we can use an EM sled. Both are tools to look at soil EC to really look at differences in soil texture across the field.
You say that management zones, knowing the management zones, are very important for the farmer. Why is it so important?
Yeah, two things. When you look at a multi-year yield map, you might see a pattern show up, like this area is consistently low yielding,
sure,
but you may not know what it's from. So it's really a process of elimination at that point. It could be due to soybean cyst nematode, for example, or other nematodes in corn. It could be a high pH spot. But again, you want to know what's maybe due to limiting water, and soil texture really affects the availability of water that plants have access to. So we can use those soil EC to really map out soil texture well to know where we can maybe variable rate seed. And it's really important. Your variable rate seeding map may only be as good as your management zone. So we really need to get those management zones right.
How do you do that then, Nathan?
So there's opportunities and people to hire to get those EC maps, and essentially what your goal is to get a higher resolution soil map of your field. And so then you have that baseline data, and then compare that to aerial photos, compare that to yield maps, multi-year yield maps, and where do they jive and where don't they? And then you can start to tweak out, maybe I need a lower seeding right here just because I know I'm not going to have water late season on dryland corn, for example.
You're talking about then pulling a lot of different tools together to use.
Correct.
In correlation or in conjunction with each other.
Yeah, and so there's that's where we've been giving trainings about using different software that's available to utilize these different layers and then develop management zones based on several layers, but one of those being EC, then to base variable rate seeding, corn seeding rates.
You touched on this earlier, but how important is it to know the soils in your field and if they vary from one location to another?
Yeah, and a question I always ask is, the first name of your banker, but do you know the name of the soils on your farm? My soil on my farm is called Moody. Probably not a great name for a soil, right? But it is important because those characteristics of that soil do affect your yield at the end of the year. I mean, you might be poorly drained areas where it's too wet early, but it's fine later on, or it might be a soil that's wet early and doesn't give you water later in the season. And I have one of those soils on my field, and I wanted to know where those were at. And there was actually more than 5%, according to this NRCS soil survey. There was more like 10% in that area, and now I know where they're at.
Nathan, I think anybody from a farm background would ask, how much is this going to cost me?
Right. Yes.
What is the cost as we look at this year?
Sure. That's the big input price is a big thing. The Varus rig, the consultant I hired to do, is $15 an acre. And with that comes the organic matter map, which is based on NIR or reflectance, and you also get soil pH on the go. So in my case, only about a quarter of my field needs lime. So I already paid for that operation just in lime. And so I really got the EC and the organic matter map for free, in my opinion. And those are both pieces of information that we can look at, possibly looking at nitrogen management in the future with having organic matter and soil texture. But again, most farmers are really interested in doing their own variable rate seeding, and it's a really important data layer to have.
Nathan Mueller has been our guest. He's a cropping systems extension educator here at UNL. If you want to listen to this interview in its entirety, you can find it on the Ag Almanac website at agalmanac.unl.edu. Nathan, thanks for the information.
Thanks, Jeff.
For Nebraska Extension, I'm Jeff Wilkerson.